systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is a Friday, August 27th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And you can fuck off.
Oh, what up, G-Suck?
What's up? We got a special guest. Who is this?
Who are you? Hold on.
If you don't remember me from the last couple episodes, a couple hundred episodes ago,
yeah.
I was known as the nasal congestive man.
That's right. A.K.A. Yeah. Sean's fetally alcohol-syndromed brother, Matt. You can go back to the archives, check out an episode called The Trifecta of Matt. That was me, her boss, Matt, and him, Matt. And for a while there, he was helping host the show with me. Me and you and me and Ben. Do you remember those shows?
I remember that's when I was like not... Well, I was like still pretty fucking depressed at that point in time in my life. That was when I was with Candace, if we remember that.
Imagine that, a couple with depression issues.
I know, weird, huh? So this is episode 393. Thank you. Friday night show. We appreciate you all joining us, tuning in live. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. And if you were doing that, you could call in live at 406-204-4687. That's
Net
the number.
Spells.
Got P.
Got P.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. So, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks for the blowjob before the show. How are you, Matt?
Hey, what? Who was it? A whole negative Nancy before the show?
I don't even want to talk about
usually,
that.
Well,
we don't
usually
have
getting screwed will do that to you.
I know, right?
Didn't even screw. He was all sad and like upset, and I'm like,
I wasn't upset. I was fucking aggravated as fuck. That's right.
Pretty much, dude. He was like, I don't even want to kiss you.
It's like that little toy thing that you like pump it up and it like gets kind of happy, and then like you keep pumping up and gets super happy, and then it blows up in your face.
Matt's like one of those fucking high school kids that whines and cries about getting a blowjob until finally a girl just does it to shut him the fuck up.
Hey, well, I'll take it as I can get it.
I wanted to have a little bit of fun and some quality time with him, and he was all negative Nancy style and didn't want to do anything. I basically had to force a blowjob on him.
Hey, good job.
It did.
That's how it's done, ladies.
And it was
listen
good,
up.
Wasn't it?
Listen up.
Comes with old age. Lost the sex drive.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, if my parents are watching, sorry, guys.
Yeah, holla.
They might be tuning into this episode.
So, hey, you remember the other day we were talking about these car accidents we kept seeing?
Yeah, yeah.
Saw another one this morning.
Are you serious?
On my way to work.
Are you keeping track of how many this is?
This is the third or fourth one.
It's gotta be like the fourth, man. I keep hearing more and more about them. It's
same
aggravating me.
Exact thing, different highway though. This was what highway is out that way? I don't know. The different highway, same exact thing though. SUV with a little car right up its ass, and the dude just like old people in the SUV just like didn't even probably know that they were in an accident, just sitting there like waiting for the light to turn with this little ass fucking car just like right up its ass, and this dude standing outside like telling traffic to go. I saw it. I was like, oh no way, no cops are here yet. Fucking rolled down my window as I go by. I was like, he was so pissed.
Oh, God.
So pissed. First thing in the morning, you get in a wreck and some punk-ass kid in a Subaru just rolls by laughing the fuck off at you.
I was like, were you in the work truck?
Oh, no. No. This was on my way to work.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Wow. Good job. Proud of you.
It's that accident, though. It's the car stopped.
Boom.
Yeah. And, like, I look up and now my car is up your ass. Thank you for that. It was fantastic.
I have no faith in people anymore.
And I wanted to say the other on Wednesday's show, the people in the chat were asking if I heard that other podcast that mentioned something about me and how I'm kind of a weirdo, because He made a Facebook post that was like, I love you, to his 8,000 mile away girlfriend or whatever. And I was like, I like that. I like that she's so fucking far away and that that's all you could find. You couldn't find it. You live in New York and you couldn't find a girl there. So you're dating a chick from Ireland. And so on their episode, I listened to it at the beginning and they're like, God, he's such a fucking weirdo. That's so weird. He's just trying to be in your life. Like, yes, that's what I want. So I just had two things to mention about that. First of all, you're dating a girl who lives in Ireland and you go on Skype dates.
So what did
Who's
he say?
Who's the weirdo?
What did he say about you?
That I'm a weirdo.
That's it?
Yeah, basically.
For saying, for liking?
For clicking like. You're the... Oh, man.
Does he know
I like that.
Does he know who you are, like, podcast-wise, or...
Yeah, what?
Yeah, well, I mean, does he listen to us?
Probably not since he started hating us.
All because you liked something? That's
no,
stupid.
What? Keith?
Wait.
Keith?
What?
Really?
Huh?
I didn't know who it was.
Well, now I told you.
Okay.
That podcast?
I didn't know it was them.
Did they talk shit about you on one of their episodes?
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Because
they said you were a dumbass
and a little
bitch and
something like that.
And a liar and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But you guys have been living a life for a whole year, so eat my ass.
Well, who's lying? But
the usual stuff that most people say.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, so he like called me a bunch of like, oh, what a weirdo and stuff. I just wanted to mention that what's a Skype date? That's weird.
That's pretty gay.
Well, enjoy your... relationship.
Yeah, no shit. At least I get to touch my man.
Okay. Well, sometimes.
A little more than touch most.
So men. I saw a dog today at this stop, and this stop has these you can push the button, it opens the doors. And it's this cool golden retriever or whatever. And like I see the dog sometimes outside and I see him inside sometimes. And I never knew like how the fuck the dog got in, if they had a doggy door. Today I saw him in action, dude. This dog was outside chilling, and I went in and I came out, and I watched him go up to the door, hop up, and push the door opening thing, the handicap button.
Uh-huh.
Open the door, and he walked right in. I was like,
wow.
That is fucking cool.
That's a pretty cool dog, man.
That is a cool fucking dog.
He's like, hey, I know how to do this.
Yeah.
I got this. No big deal.
So we had rap night. Last night.
That's right.
Yeah.
How'd that go, Jonathan?
Well, we made a breakthrough on the song we've been working on since fucking day one, pretty much.
Oh, my God. There was the first FG beat, fgbeats.com, kid from Bulgaria.
Very talented.
Very talented. 20-year-old kid. Totally cool as fuck. And, he's been making... This was the first beat he made us. Jam Hole custom beat.
Mm-hmm.
Numero uno. And, yeah, we've been, you know, trying to figure out what to do with it, because it's a cool beat, but it's really complicated. It's not your normal, like...
It's all over
four
the
bar,
place.
It's not, like, a four-bar verse, and then a two-bar chorus, and then a four... Like, it's crazy. It's, like, it changes and switches and all that shit, so we
so
fucking...
what did we decide to do, Matt?
Well, we just did a bunch of nasty, stanky, funky-ass back-and-forth action on it, and I'll tell you something... Mm. A song sounds good.
Dude, we totally tag teamed that beat.
Oh, man.
Made it feel like a cheap Vegas hooker.
That beat went home crying last night
sure
because
did.
Its pussy
Jesus.
Was fucking wrecked.
Yeah, you were bragging to me about it last night. I wanted to hear it, but you're like, we didn't record it.
No, it took us all rap night to just get it down and get it done because we've changed what we were doing with that thing so many fucking times now.
Huh.
But, oh, man. This is going to be hot.
I can't wait to hear it.
We're going
to
perform it at the September 18th Roach Market because it's a song all about weed, basically.
Cool.
And how awesome. And all the different cool ways we can talk about getting stoned.
Yeah, pretty much.
it's good stuff. But yeah, and then I got a couple songs that are totally done. I just need to record. So I'll probably work on those this weekend and get that shit done. And put them up on thejamhole.com/music. And you guys can go there and listen to what we've got so far. I gotta say, Sean?
Yes, sir.
Not bad so far.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not great.
Not really good, but you know, not bad.
Yeah.
It's not horrible.
Our loyal fucking friends will really appreciate it.
And that's right. MDS says, so we are done with Mozart Jones? No. Until Mozart Jones makes, you know, some new beats, yeah, we're done. But FG, oh man, he makes some sick fucking shit. So and they're the same price, and he'll just like give me beats and just let me pay him, you know, whenever. So thejamhole.com/donate, buy me a beat, $50. Appreciate that.
Or
myspace.com/lyrical406,
donate.
Right, if you have, you know, any money left after donating to thejamhole.com/donate.
Or if you want to split it and donate to me and then Matt at the Jamhole. Either way, it goes to the same beat, so.
Either way, he's going to end up giving it to me for rent anyway.
Pretty much.
It don't matter. But, no, that's cool. So, your brother's in town, man. It's been a long time since we've seen you on the show. What the fuck has been going on?
Oh, man, it's just been a really crazy long year.
So, you remember Candace, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you that she came by here
a
while ago? Yeah, like, just total random, like, hey, do you remember me? I was like, yeah.
You were saying that, and you said something like Dana was here, and then she, like, when you're like, oh, my girlfriend's here, she's like, oh, girlfriend, so I can't suck your cock.
Basically, you know. And then she left, so.
Yeah, I really haven't heard much from her. I guess it's kind of hard to talk with a dick in your mouth.
Oh, are we not friends with her anymore?
Oh, no, after she tried to fuck my brother every fucking weekend.
Sean, what happened, bud?
Yes, what did happen, Sean?
Nothing.
It's right. Nothing did happen.
Well, that explains why you both have the same strain of hepatitis.
She did.
Mystery solved.
She did start coming to our shows, though, and bringing her hooker friends with her.
I know.
Stuff.
Isn't that weird?
I know. And all Sean can say is like, well, she brings people with
her. She brings hoes. Yeah.
It's like, well, that's cool. But
hey, it ain't a rap show.
Gotta have hoes.
It ain't a rap show without hoes.
Yeah.
Am I right or am I right? Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. So, how did you guys break up? What happened? Like, did she for real cheat on you, or what?
No, she didn't cheat on me. She just,
wanted to? Really bad?
No, it was more when she found out that, like, fuck you. She found out that my parents were rich, and, you know, she asked me to take, you know...
Right, because hers were.
No, her mom was a drunk in the South. Her dad was some rehab, just like graduated from rehab. Her aunt
nice.
And uncle kind of have a little bit of money, but
nice.
I don't really know what the thing was, but anyway, that was a long time ago. And then just now again, you know, like I said, I went to Utah for like 9 or 10 months. I went right to Utah to go to school.
Really?
And that's when I met
to be God. A Mormon?
No.
Oh.
To be a polygamist.
Oh.
But,
all right.
No, but I went down there for carpentry and concrete and, you know, to, like, learn, you know, re-up my mind and everything like that. But, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. I met that girl, Dawn, the one who I just recently, you know, she had to go back to Utah to go to school, whatever.
Right.
You know, hey, you know, if a year and a half down the road, if things seem to go, yeah, I'll probably get back with her. But right now, it's just like,
so you're not following her to Utah?
No.
Okay.
I cannot live in Utah again.
So wait, you met her in Utah?
I met her at school, yeah, school I went to.
And then you came back here with her?
Yeah.
And then she had to go back and you said, fuck that.
Well, I couldn't financially support us anymore.
Oh.
I didn't have a stable life, you know?
Right. Well, I don't know if you've met my good friend, the modern age, but in the modern age here, women actually can support themselves. So, maybe something to keep in mind next time a hoe is like, can you support me? Bitch, I don't look like a bra. Fuck no.
Well,
that's what you
know,
tell him. I ain't
I
supporting
know.
Shit.
And I was like, let's see, I mean, well, at least this one, like, unlike Candace, where I gave her fucking everything of my shit. I was like, oh, yeah, you can have all the dishes, the new fucking king-size bed I just
well,
got.
You're a giver.
Wait, wait. The new, don't you mean the used king-size bed you found in a fucking dumpster?
It was
yes, that's what he means.
It was behind Parent Planning Hood, man. It was by the compa.
You hang out there a lot?
Well, yeah, I try to pick up women. It works
so good. Good place to pick
I'm
up.
I'm like, so
Bruce
you just
checked.
Killed your kid? Yeah, so you can't get pregnant for 2 weeks. What are you doing? Yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying to jump in there, but no, actually, now I reside in Shelby now.
Shelby?
Yes.
Montana?
Yes.
Why don't you all do a quick maps.google.com
There's
of 3, Shelby?
There's 3,000 people in that town. I couldn't love it more.
Really?
I got actually a job, which Dana helped me get.
Danny.
Yeah.
You helped him get a job?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
One of the guys called up, and she was like, yeah, I'll do good, which, you know, they love me there, and I, you know, it's a nice cake, easy cooking job, you know, not too much bullshit you got to deal with in other places, like... you know, Famous Dave's, Who Hot, all them fucking places.
Hey, amen
all
to that.
All them corporate fucking bastard restaurants that just...
Yeah, I'm done with corporate also. Yes. I am loving my new job.
Yeah, see, it's like...
I go in, I'm by myself, I do what the fuck I want, I leave when I want, I fucking... If it's slow, I'll close it down early if I feel like...
I heard you, you got a few, props on your job so far.
Got some compliments today from the owner.
Really?
Yeah.
The owner.
That
like, owner,
always
owner.
Makes you feel good.
Like, oh, I'm the fat boy. This is my place.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, what'd he say?
He said that him and his family had came in to eat dinner yesterday. excuse my face. And,
sorry, I'm cancer.
Anyway, and,
that's something I miss about having him on the show. The constant, if you go back and listen to the shows that he was on, every like 5 minutes you'll hear and then you'll hear me tell him to stop that.
And this was the guy you fucking replaced me with when I died.
Whoa!
Of AIDS.
I didn't you left me. Let's keep one thing fucking straight.
You still had
essay.
To replace me.
Well, yeah. And it was your brother. I thought that would be a cool dynamic.
Well, we're back together again now, Matt.
That's right. So anyway. You can just move the fuck on.
That's right.
So
I moved the fuck on a long time ago, but, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, the owner was like, yeah, me and my family came here to eat dinner.
Did you know that they were there?
No, I did not know that they were there.
Nice.
If you'd let me talk, you'd hear that.
Nice.
But he was like, my family was like, wow, this is awesome. Who's cooking tonight? And he's like, oh, it's the new girl or whatever. And so today he came back and he's like, you know, for only being here in this short amount of time, he's like, you are doing awesome. He's like, everything you put out is good. He's like, I haven't had any complaints about anything you've made. He's like, the soups that you've made have been nothing short of awesome. He's like, you know, you've helped us out a shit ton since you've been here.
Wow.
By, like, you know, all the suggestions and shit that I've been putting in and things that I've been doing around there that they didn't do before, you know, and it's just, they're like,
that's
yeah,
gotta be
that's
like
awesome.
A nice thing to hear after constantly being told, I hate the way you walk, you're lazy, you talk too much, you know, like every job you've actually done good, but nobody's recognized the skills. So finally, yeah. You know, you have a place
I
that
like
they...
this place, dude. This place is fucking chill, laid back. I do what I want as long as I get my shit done, and I do, and it's great. They're like, you know, and I'm one of those people that can't sit still, so, like, I fucking, you know, I keep myself busy no matter what, and they're, like, all on my dick because of that. They're like, wow, that's so awesome.
That's awesome. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, super
Did you
cool.
tell him to show his appreciation in the form of monetary contributions to the jamhole.com/donate?
Nah.
Should do that.
But yeah, so the other night, dude, I closed last night, right? And I'm scheduled to open today. All right, well, I realized, like, right as I'm about to fucking leave there last night that I don't have a key to the back door to get in.
Nice.
And so I have to call my boss.
Isn't the
Matt.
Casino people there in the morning?
No.
Oh, really? Like, nobody,
yeah,
huh?
Nobody's there. I'm the only shitty. One there in the morning. And fuck it. So I have to drive all the way across town to Matt, my boss, which I sent a picture to Twitter. So.
Right. You guys, he was on the Trifecta of Matt episode.
Right. If you go to my Facebook, the forums, if it's still there.
If you look at camera one, he's in a band called Vengeance.
Yeah, I got to hear the tail end of their practice last night. It was pretty badass.
That's right. Maybe I'll rip this and we'll put a track at the end of tonight's show so you guys can hear it. It's really cool. It's metal.
They're really good for what
brutal.
They do. Yeah.
They're brutal for sure.
But yeah, I had to drive all the way across town because I was like, dude, why don't you just drop it off with me? And he's like, yeah, I'm drunk. I'm not driving across town. So.
Nice. Amham says, hey, Sean, did your dad listen to Wednesday's show when you came out of the closet?
No, but I'm sure he's always had his suspicions.
I would imagine so.
I know, when we were like kids and everything like that, Sean would be running around playing with all his boys, and my dad would be like, you know, I gotta do something before my boy gets queer. He's like, hey, you know that Sally girl is a nice girl? Sean would be like, yeah.
Girls, ew. They have cooties.
She's cool. I really like that mic guy.
But Joe is so much more cool.
Joe is way cool.
Wow.
Awesome.
It's fun. I think it was just because you look like a girl with a bowl cut when you're younger.
I just Whoa. Wasn't too smooth with the ladies as a young man.
Really? Some things never change,
yeah.
Isn't it? There you go. That's for you.
Your mom didn't think so.
So right. You got that job out there and it's going good and shit?
Yeah, it really is. You know, kind of same thing with you. My boss pretty happy with how I have. You know, really laid back. I actually he was saying something about he wanted to find a way to make some type of like lasagna soup, and I got a good idea. I went back there. I went back there and made
Take a Chef Boyardee lasagna, throw it in a blender, bada bing, lasagna soup.
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, I went back there, made some pasta shells, and I put mozzarella cheese in there. It was like, and then like a kind of like not a really thick tomato sauce, but like, you know, like a, not like a thick, but not really thin, you know. Put in there some hunks of celery and those little ravioli things, a little bit of ground beef, some onions, some tomatoes.
Welcome to the Jam Hole Cooking Show.
Dude, and like, he was really happy. He's like, fuck, he's like, go make me up a 5-gallon bucket of that, because that's what's going to be our next special the next week. So
Nice.
I was pretty happy, awesome. But it's fun, cushy job. They, you know.
How are the, what's the female population like up there
in
Shelby?
Actually, you know what? It's like, I don't really know. It's really even out. Like, it's kind of,
if I asked you about the male population, would you know a little more about
that? There's a lot of gay people up there, so I think I'll be able to win on the women's side. So.
Nice.
As long as they just keep it in check. I mean, yeah, there's the one guy, his name was Matt. He's another gay guy up there. He owns the Sportsman Club.
Another gay guy, you know, besides myself.
Well, there's awesome, a couple Matt. Of them out there, but he's funnier than shit, dude. He reminds me of like Louis Anderson, but not like, you know.
Right,
like
not annoying.
No,
he's funny.
He's really funny. He's a kick in the fucking pants, dude, I'll tell you what. And I was going to go work for him originally. And it was funny because he brought one of his buddies, and his buddy's sitting here in the bar night. He's like, I'm a fucking chef. And I was like, oh, where'd you go to school? And he goes, well, I didn't go to school.
Denny's?
I was like, well, then you're not a chef.
I went to school at Denny's.
And I really started getting pissed because he kept saying, he was like, I was brought up here to do the job you were supposed to. I was like, well, you sound pretty proud of accomplishing nothing.
I was born.
See how I was in fucking St. Mary's working for my cousin when all this time I was like, he didn't even like, it wasn't even concreted that I was going to go work for him. I called him. I left a message. He called me, left a message. My phone broke. Fucking couldn't talk to him. But, you know, so then I got done with the canteen up there and I decided to go over to Shelby on a whim and found a job my second day there. I couldn't believe it.
It's awesome, dude.
And it's fun. Laid back, chill. The boss is like some old owner guy. He really likes to deck himself out, drives a big white Escalade. You know, he's this big fat guy, has a shirt on, but gold chains, and he's got gold all over him.
Nice.
One of those guys, but they're really cool people. I mean, he was like, hey, he's like, you know, you stick around for 2 weeks, you let me know you stick around for 2 weeks. If you need help getting new plays, I'll float you $300-$400. And I was like,
so
really?
you were telling me earlier about that a while ago. You guys heard about the Bonnie and Clyde group whatever. This man and his cousin were engaged, right? And they were on the run. And I think Bunny on Belay said something about they were up in Glacier Park when she was up in the park.
Coincidentally, so
you had a little run-in with.
It's kind of funny because Sean and them, I finally got a day off after working for about 3 weeks, like straight, and they all took me to go hike up fucking Hidden Lake. And when I was gone, I guess the woman came down there and ordered food from the place. She ordered like a bean and cheese burrito with a glass of water. She's sitting there talking to my girlfriend, you know, and Dawn's sitting there, Tyler. She's like, oh, yeah. The woman's like, we have a summer cabin up here at Duck Lake Lodge, and we're up just here visiting and everything. And Dawn was like, well, what are you guys doing? She goes, oh, well, actually, I was in the woods, and I got fucked by a bear.
And when I say bear, I mean my cousin.
I don't know if she meant him or if she had it in her thoughts that she actually, you know, like...
Was she all there? Or was she kind of like...
I don't know. I didn't talk to her. Dawn, that's when the conversation immediately stopped and Dawn took her attention to somewhere else. And she's like, well, Dawn's from Utah. She moved up here. She didn't believe me about how the res was or, you know, how things were. It was just funny. Like, she really got a shock of what the reservation life was like. And I'm like, Don, I was like, this isn't nothing out of the ordinary. But it was cool. NBC Montana came up, interviewed her. She got on the news.
Really?
They reported about
us. That's pretty cool. Were you like back there like, hi, Mom?
I was back there all like,
West Side. Yeah. Are you telling secrets?
No.
Are we cool?
Sexy, sweet nothings in the ear.
Can you,
Oh, well, I guess I can't. Some of the people can't understand me because I'm talking really fast and I mumble sometimes.
Hey, it's okay, man. The life of a crackhead.
No, it's not mumble. It's the fact that he's got that low raspy voice that he talks like everything runs together like blah 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 blah.
I don't know if it runs together like a fucking Irishman or something.
Okay.
They all say he sounds like Boomhauer.
Boom.
Get on that thing right there on that internet right there.
Thank you.
You know,
yeah,
click it, click, 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 click.
Thank you for encouraging that behavior. I appreciate that.
I hope you love it, man.
So where did you guys end up last night? I noticed neither of you came home last night.
Tijuana.
I waited up all night. Where was the party at,
Sean?
Oh,
you sad kittens.
Well, we just went to the bar, got tore up. You know,
from the floor up? Or
from the floor up.
Nice.
Looking G'd up from the feet up.
Nice. Good to know.
Took the party to the street. What?
What?
Went to the hotelie. Hung out with a slut.
Nice. Did you get
really.
Her celly?
No doubt.
Huh?
Did you get her celly? Never mind.
No.
I'm sorry for even encouraging this behavior. I apologize to the fullest.
No, you.
Hey, I thought that was a $1 million rhyme right
so
there.
So let me tell you all a little something about a little something I like to call the 404 show. September 25th, we're doing this fucking train wreck in front of a live audience at Anna's Italian Grill. This will be the second year in a row we're doing this shit again. Thejamhole.com/404. That's where you can go for the info. Join the Facebook group. There's two events there. One is for the September 25th episode 404, not found in the 406. The other is for a little special camping trip. We have a few people flying up from out of state and a few locals, and Sean is the camp master.
That's right.
And he is in charge of planning September 23rd, September 24th, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be the camping trip. It's going to be a good time. So, RSVP there if you guys want to go. I hear a little rumor there may be some cabins involved.
And that would be super sweet.
I know, especially because it's like 20 fucking degrees out right now.
Yeah, dude. It's going to get cold.
This will be a trip to remember if everything goes through good.
Absolutely. So thejamhole.com/Facebook. Get up on that group. Get up on that event page, RSVP, and all the info. There's a map for hotels and the airport and all that shit at thejamhole.com/404.
Are you going to the marina? Oh, fuck yeah.
Thinking about it.
The marina's
Are you going to be here for this show?
When is it?
The September 25th? Come on, dude.
Well, like, I know. Actually,
it's 23rd and 24th and 25th, man.
Well, yeah, the 23rd and 24th is the camping trip, and then the 25th is the live audience show down at Anna's Italian Grill.
So, let me tell you all a little something about a little something I like to call.
Hey,
need some Q-tips, bro.
Hey, it's not that I don't listen. I just don't care what you say
because
I just wait for you to stop talking about yourself. And then I come back, all of us. Well, I didn't hear like my name specifically
the
dropped
jam.
In this conversation.
Matt.
Yeah.
I hope you fall asleep on my couch tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
He's going to put his dick in your mouth.
I'm going to put a dick in his mouth. It ain't going to be mine.
A big purple dildo.
I saw Sean in the face of that earlier.
I got enough problems of my own without adding whatever the fuck he wants to give me on top of that.
Not talking, is it on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Saturday, September 25th, thejamhole.com.
No, because I have to be working.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'll try to get it off, but I'm not making promises.
Try to get it off. And I'll try to get it off.
I succeeded.
Hey, you got it off. Holla.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Virtual pound that
virtual
shit.
Virtual pounded.
Word to that.
Word.
So, if...
That's why I walked out of the bedroom and I did this and went... And like, you know,
I thought you
shoulder.
Were just wiping the semen off.
That's what I thought, too.
If,
I thought she was picking a hair.
Show of hands, if you're in the chat and you fathered these two lovely human beings right here, call in 406-204-4687. I just want to congratulate you on a job well done.
Gee, thanks, Matt.
No, for real. I enjoy living with you. You've improved my life like 0.019%.
It's like I said, dude, a show touched by a cupperly. We just flow in and out of people's lives.
You guys got the Midas touch, right?
Yep,
everything you touch turns to gold.
And then
gets pawned for some drugs. Awesome. I'm just kidding. You guys don't do drugs. And I swear to fucking God, if you ever hide my bongs again because your parents are coming over, how fucking old are you, man? Oh, I smoke weed, but I don't want my parents to know.
Well, they know.
Hide my roommate's fucking bong because my parents are coming into his house. Respect my motherfucking house and my motherfucking money.
Wow.
You got my money, bitch? No, I'm just kidding. I understand that. I used to do that when my mom would come over and do walkthroughs of where I was living at.
You know, if your folks are listening, I want to congratulate them too. Because, wow.
Looking
at what they're working with and what turned out.
I know, right? And I'm even a couple years older than you. I've had a couple years head start, and I'm right where you're at.
Pretty much.
Fucking A. You're actually helping me out. No, that's cool.
Doubt.
I'm just fucking with you, and that's cool that they came over. What do they think of the place? It's weird that we don't have a living room.
I don't know. He walked in, and I think he kind of looked around and put two and two together that this is where the jam hole happens.
Right.
You know?
The posters maybe gave it away a little.
There's a few clues. My dad used to be an investigator. He's pretty sharp.
Nice. Called him Eagle Eye Coverly.
That's right.
Did he ask about the blood on the wall? if he's an investigator.
Did he know? Did he DNA test that shit?
Right.
I don't think any, you know, either my parents wanted to go near that. They probably just didn't know what it was, so they just let it be.
Doesn't really look like blood anymore. We're going to have to make a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should.
Soon.
You guys need to fucking throw that thing away.
No.
I got it,
you know,
the way
you,
I like
you
it.
You harp on me for dirty dishes and garbage. I don't have fucking human blood and semen and vaginal secretion
on
a piece of paper.
Do I have nasty, disgusting, stinky mold growing on that piece of paper? Fuck no. Do you know what the fuck he had growing in that? Oh my God. It stunk. So, I don't know, I opened a bowl when I was helping him do dishes last night and just wafted of something nasty. It's probably growing inside me right now.
Oh,
so
God.
There.
Wow.
That's right.
Dude, I'm trying to grow some mushrooms, man.
My vag blood is sterile. it's wonderfully sterile.
PJ Cub says, I knew where Sean hid all of his shit. Awesome.
So, is that your dad?
Is that the old man?
Maybe. Put two and two together here.
PJ Cubs.
Well, why doesn't he call in?
Hey, you've done phenomenal work, sir.
And I'm sure he appreciates that.
No, like, for real, though, like...
Give him the phone number so he can call in, dude.
406-204-4687. Give us a call if you want to say hi.
Or scroll down underneath Sean's camera. The phone number is right there.
Yeah. Mr. Investigator. I'm just fucking with you.
Can't call in. Mom's too close.
Yeah. I remember that. Okay.
Yes, my mother is a good woman.
Yes, she is.
Her morals and values are different than us.
She's very reserved.
She's
very,
like,
proper and reserved.
Your mom is like what my mom used to be before she just totally said fuck it and gave up. Now, you know, maybe not so reserved, doesn't give a shit.
I will tell you, for being a very reserved, you know, moral woman, she was raised on the reservation. And
of course.
I've seen that come out of her a few times.
Really? Explain what that looks like.
Well, it usually looks like her pounding a beer out of nowhere at dinner at Applebee's or
like
something.
Like fucking Popeye with the spinach, like...
Mom has one too many Picardi Razzes, and she thinks she's kicking it with the cousins on the res and starts pounding them.
Low interest.
She'll cuss you a blue streak, and I seen her getting some big old dude's fucking face and shit. And
so do you want to talk about where your dad's heading off to or nothing like that?
Nah.
No.
Okay. Well, I had a story. I kind of wanted to see if maybe he could get me an autograph down there, but
maybe. Well, he's requested that I don't discuss that stuff, and he doesn't want to either.
Sounds good. That's fair enough. So, a Saudi couple tortured their Sri Lankan maid. Okay.
All right.
Saudi couple, Sri Lankan maid, by hammering 24 hot, sexy nails into her. Why? Because she complained of her heavy workload. You want something to complain about? Bam! 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 Now you got 24 hot nails in your head, in your face, in your hands. X-rays showed the brutal result. The nails were hammered into the hands, legs, and feet of a 49-year-old mother of three. She had returned to Sri Lanka on Friday after 5 months in Saudi Arabia. Her family took her to the hospital after it became clear she was in massive amounts of pain.
Well, yeah.
These x-rays are crazy. Like, there's nails all up in her shit, dude. All because they don't put up with much shit over there in the Saudi land, do they?
Well, no.
Like, you're making me work so terribly hard. Douche, 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 douche! Back to work, bitch! You know, like, they don't fuck
just
around.
Just whipping them like the Grand Canyon mules,
fucking
man.
Fucking A, dude.
That's kind of crazy. You want to know something funny, though, too? You know how there's always that big thing about the Mexican immigrants coming up and working the fields, and everybody's like, well, they're taking our jobs.
Right.
The guy who has, the president of FFA and, like, that people
future
who are
farmers of America?
So, yeah, pretty much the people who bring all the immigrants up here to work in the fields. He goes, all right. He goes, you people want to bitch about all this thing? He goes, I'll tell you that. I will buy you a plane ticket, and you can have a place to, hey, you come down here and work on the field. Only three
fuck yeah.
people.
Nobody wants
it.
To do that shit. No, that's always been the argument. The Mexicans are doing the work none of the white guys
exactly.
want to do
and
anymore.
Like, they take our jobs. And
like,
it's
no,
really?
They didn't take your job.
It's like, you're not going to do it. Three people showed up, and like the first day, the first white guy left. And then
of course.
There's one dude who's still down there working, and I bet he's half Mexican.
You know why it is, though? I think because we're spoiled. Like,
we
those Mexicans,
are lazy.
They're happy to have any job. They don't care. They'll shovel shit. We, for some reason, have this sense of entitlement because we're Americans. Well, I'm not going to do that job. Well, you need a job. Well, yeah, but I'm not going to do that job. I'm like, well, okay. We're going to have fucking, you know, Pablo do it then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it goes.
They're going to do it for a third of the fucking price.
Exactly.
Why would I want to pay this guy $15 an hour and I could pay this dude
to do a half-ass job and then bitch about it the other half of the time when this essay will do it? I'll pay him in weed. It's cool.
Or Coke.
There you go.
Or the
Yeah. But yeah, they took her to the hospital. The doctors discovered the 1 to 2 inch nails inside her body. One had been hammered in over her eyes. They said that her employers tortured her with the nails as punishment. They did not allow me even to rest, she said. The woman at the house had heated the nails, and then the man inserted them into my body.
Nice.
That's brutal,
nice.
Dude. And you know what? Wow. It's okay there, though, right? That's how they roll.
That's just normal.
Around 1.4 million, mostly maids, were employed in the Middle East, with 400,000 working in Saudi Arabia alone. Many have complained of physical abuse or harassment. And then, like, they look at the wives, and the wives are like, yeah, it ain't much better on this side, honey. You know? Fuck. According to Human Rights Watch, the estimated 8 million foreign workers in Saudi Arabia suffer multiple abuses and exploitation, and sometimes slavery-like conditions. So
they're suffering all
the
time over there?
That's why it's a shithole. I don't even know why we bother. Oh, right, because oil and whatnot.
Right, because we use them.
Because we blew all our oil into the Gulf, so now we really need to go get some more if you know what the fuck I mean. Thanks, BP, appreciate it.
Oh, that's funny shit.
Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta.
Georgia.
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 Down in Georgia.
Georgia.
Attorneys for an Alpharetta family say a 4-year-old boy was injured after his family found him with a used condom in his blank during a recent hotel stay.
Asshole.
No.
Damn it. Mouth.
Mouth.
Stomach. Okay.
Mouth.
Got
in
it.
His mouth.
What?
A used condom in his mouth.
Like, with jizz all up in it.
I'm going to say...
Herpagonosyphilades all over the rim.
Probably.
It's like one of those Go-Gurt things.
No.
Giggity.
They made hotel reservations with plans to visit the Georgia Aquarium the next day. After spending the night, the family's attorney says the boy's grandmother woke up and called the front desk because it appeared her room had not been cleaned. Oops. Huh. Maybe you should fire that black guy and hire one of those Mexicans.
Yeah, do you know what? Those guys will work their asses off, too.
Point made.
They work. You got to go. Made. Not the ones from East L.A. or, like, San Diego. But
right, no,
paisas.
You don't want the domesticated
no,
ones.
No, you want
the paisas.
You want the paisas of, like, the Asian immigrants.
The ones that are chilling at Home Depot and shit.
Yeah, those ones.
That's
be like, you need a painter?
I paint
your house cheap.
I'd paint
cheap.
Your house cheap.
Hey, man.
You give me some beer and a ride.
So it appeared the room was not clean. While she was in the bathroom, she says she heard another member of her family scream. Ah! Miss Jones, attorney, says she ran out the restroom to see her grandson with a used condom in his mouth, and he was attempting to blow it. up.
He thought I was a balloon.
Good job. Yeah.
That's just an honest mistake.
According
though.
To the attorney, the condom had blank inside it, and
semen.
And the boy,
I was gonna say jelly.
The boy found. I was gonna say AIDS. Damn.
Skittles. Yay.
Yay.
I was way off.
A super secret
rainbow.
Decoder ring.
Yes. Yeah.
And the boy found it between the sheets of the bed. Quote. He had. Check this out.
Between the sheets.
Quote. He had his tongue in it. I immediately took it out of his mouth.
Oh, well, yeah. Man.
Way to be a parent.
You think?
The family's attorney says the hotel manager came to the room and took possession of the condom and quickly destroyed the evidence and said, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Look, Mom, I found a balloon. Isn't it cool? It's greasy.
Jones had requested to keep the condom so it could be tested. The manager said no. The boy's family says they took him to a family doctor and later to a hospital for treatment. For what? Being dumb? You put a condom in your mouth. What do you,
well,
can't
what,
treat
what if the baby
stupid.
Got AIDS or something?
It's four, first of all. That's old enough to know not to put fucking rubbers in your fucking mouth, right?
They don't even know what a rubber is.
Maybe he thought
well,
it was a balloon.
Well, then maybe we do need sex ed at a younger age.
They're doing it in kindergarten right now.
Well, apparently not the kindergarten he went
well,
to.
Well, still.
He would have known better. He would have put
did
it
you
on
know
his,
what sex was when
he
you were four?
Put it
did
on
you,
his,
huh?
He would have put it on his little dick instead of in his fucking dumb mouth.
Dude, did you know what sex was when you were four?
Yeah.
Well, that's because...
He was a whore, okay?
I was writing books on sex when I was four. Yeah. Books
well,
you're
hey,
still
you know
trying to get through, all right?
Jeez, well, my condolences on growing up in Tijuana and doing all those donkey
hey,
shows.
It's
you
been rough.
Faggot.
It's been rough, but I like to say I'm doing a little better than you are right now. So
you know yeah, what? Okay. I really respectfully disagree. I love where I'm at. I live on a really nice couch.
How many times do you tell yourself
really
that
nice
every
couch.
Morning?
In the room, I have no bed or anything
before
in the other room.
You believe it.
Huh?
I said, how many times do you have to tell yourself that every morning
dude, you
before
guys,
you believe it?
Matt's like a fucking pikey, okay? He can
I
live
know.
Anywhere. It don't matter. Little fucking trailers, campers.
That's
fucking.
Awesome.
Dirty guys. Fucking pikeys.
See, Sean at least has a little bit of standard. He'll only, like, borrow friends' houses. You just sleep wherever the
dude,
fuck.
I got a van from my uncle turned into a, like...
House?
Really bad, like little camper. And lived that in 2 weeks before I
rented out.
No, I had a van. I had to turn into a camper. I insulated. I put a bunch of wood in there, some concrete blankets with some R13.
Well, that's cool, man. I mean, as long as you're happy, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh no,
I'm glad.
Well, see, I'm not the one who's going to die of syphilis. You are.
No, you can't die from syphilis. It's going to be the AIDS that'll kill me.
Well,
get
that
your
or,
STD straight.
That or,
dumb
that
fuck.
Fucking.
STD 26.
Yeah, what if I just push your ass downstairs and what? Huh?
Do you know what I'm working so. With? So, they...
You said that pretty proudly there.
Check this out. They took him to the doctor, to the hospital. They say he developed sores in his mouth following... Excuse
what
me!
What are you guys doing?
He developed... This is important.
No!
Oh,
he
so
developed
sorry.
Sores in his mouth following the incident. And he has had a series of tests. They say the results are
warts.
Pending.
Warts.
Wow.
Warts.
Sores.
Got herpes from
herpes.
Fucking with a condom. Cause
at
you...
4 years
oh,
old,
man.
Dude. At four.
Wow.
Four.
Dude. Awesome.
Oh.
Well, what the fuck were they thinking when they walked in this hotel? When they walked in the room, they're like, huh, this place looks like shit.
First of all, if the room's not clean, are you going to be like, oh, okay, well, we'll just hang out here till you clean it? No,
what?
You get a new fucking room.
No, exactly. What was it? It's like one of those hotels that you drive down, it's like Sleep Easy Inn. It just says Sleazy Inn right there because what half the light's blown out.
Pretty much.
Oh, this looks like a fine family place. Look, there's a dead rat in the pool. Oh, how fun. And, you know, they got
the Bates Motel.
I mean, I've been in some pretty shitty hotels. Like, me and Sean, when we lived in New York when we were fucking, like, teenagers.
Oh, we've been in some shitty hotels
fuck,
that time
in
New
we lived
in
a pay-by-the-week hotel ran by this freaking Indonesian guy named Artie. Had, like, the hottest wife. And I was like, you guys need to bring me girls. It's like, dude, go bang your wife. She's hot. And it's just like, and then what? We lived in a campground in tents. I worked at McDonald's because I love McDonald's. And Sean... We're dead bucks.
I've never worked fast food.
No, I loved it because it's the only place where I could, like, well, I went to school with, like, the manager.
It's the only place that respected me for who
no,
I
dude,
really
well, it's the only job I could get because Sean was like, yeah, come on out. We'll frame decks. It's awesome. Then we never got paid.
That sucks.
Yeah, what? So we moved to campground with his girlfriend and her wonderful parents. They were just two upstanding Christian folk.
Nice. Doctors have removed a tumor weighing nearly...
Tatuma. It's not a tumor.
Okay, it's not. Never mind.
Wait, next story. It's not a tumor?
No, wait, it is a tumor. Oh.
It is. Okay.
3 stone, 8.7 pounds, taken out of a 54-year-old's womb during a four-hour operation.
Whoa.
In Buenos Aires. The unnamed patient was discharged weighing just over 16 and a half stone, 5 stone, 7 pounds less than when she was admitted. Wow. That thing, there's a, here, you guys have to see this picture. The world's largest, thejamhole.com/live, listen live and you can watch this stuff and not have to wait for me to do the show notes. Scroll down a little bit and look at that fucking picture. That thing is disgusting.
I will have to see this.
Medics say they believe the malignant tumor is the biggest ever removed
Holy
in the world.
Fuck.
Tumors of this type usually weigh between 4 and 7 pounds.
Dude, my nuts looked at it one time, man. I like hooked up with this chick. I met her at the scoreboard.
Whoa.
And my nut looked
Your
like
dad's that. Listening. I just want to remind you of that.
All right,
fact.
Man. Hey, I got no secrets from him.
Okay.
But like it swelled to like 3 times the size. I got really like scared because I didn't know what the hell was going to happen. Turned out to be that I pinched something inside my nutsack that made it swell up. So
that is huge.
56-pound tumor.
Damn.
4 stones is 56 pounds. Thank you, Google.
Holy fuck, man.
A 56-pound mass
now
of
that
disgusting
was,
shit growing inside of your womb.
That was growing inside of her womb. So
yes.
I wonder if that was...
Her baby?
Yeah, because sometimes... Well, no, listen.
Quadruplets.
Shut up. Listen to me. Sometimes an egg...
You listen,
can
Matt.
Get,
I'm listening.
Can grow without being fertilized.
Right.
And that's what it ends up growing into, is just this gelatinous fucking mass.
Hmm.
So I wonder
what's
if that's
what that condition called?
Turditis.
Tumorcitis.
That's fucked up.
They should name it after this bitch. Fuck,
right?
Dude. Yeah, that's... In the medical literature, the doctor says a giant tumor is one that weighs more than 8.8 pounds. But we've not found any references to a larger tumor. Its weight, just FYI, comparable to that of a 4-year-old boy.
Hmm.
In layman's terms, it was as if the woman had been pregnant with quintuplets.
Wow.
Doctor
or
says,
pregnant with a 4-year-old.
I haven't... right. I haven't been able to establish its length, but its diameter is similar to the oil cans they sell at gas stations. That's so foul.
Yeah.
The woman, who comes from the town of Lomas de Zamora on the outskirts of Buenos Aires, where the surgery took place, had suffered constant abdominal growth for the past year and a half.
Hmm.
She almost actually got dumped because of it.
I would hope
we'll call
so
back
much.
To Wednesday's, Ev. Come
you're
on.
You're getting fat.
Come on. No,
you
you're getting, like, really fat,
don't,
honey. Are you pregnant?
Don't
you,
you think she'd notice at some point, you know?
Honey, you gained 56 pounds. What's going 50? On?
That's so much.
Yeah,
huge.
Just a smidge.
Oh,
come on.
Could you imagine, like, giving birth to that, and it comes out, and it, like, just kind of slides away? Kill me.
Well, dude, I had
Kill
my
me.
Tumor.
Like,
and
on Splice?
Yes.
It's Splice.
Well, dude, I had my tumor, and
Cut
it was,
it open.
Like, the size of a fucking orange, you know?
Hey,
my tumor was pretty
brag.
Big.
This is big.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
kind of small
shit,
potatoes
your
there,
tumor.
Danny.
What I'm trying to say is that I could not imagine
Whoa.
A tumor bigger than... You know,
hey,
that's just crazy.
Calling a chick's tumor small is like calling a dude's dick small.
Well,
just
like
don't
mine,
do it, okay?
Mine wasn't even all that big, but I would lay flat on
Modest.
My back, and you could see the bump on
yeah.
my stomach where it was.
That was weird.
So that's creepy.
I
dude.
All right,
feel it
all right,
you.
All right, Danny. We're all proud of our tumors. Okay?
That's right.
You don't need to brag.
Okay.
I'm just gonna shut up and not talk anymore.
Well, you can
cool?
give Matt your mic then. She had no. trouble performing
well,
every. I'm kidding. She had trouble. Performing everyday tasks like walking and bending down to tie her shoelaces.
Really?
Yeah.
Go to the hospital.
Ugh. Ugh.
Bunny Umbelé says a fupa tuma.
A fupa. A super fupa tuma.
A super fupa tuma.
There we go.
Amham said we should send it to the starving African children.
Already on its way. A team of specialists performed a laparotomy on the woman. This meant they cut through her abdominal wall before separating her intestines and bladder and removing her uterus, ovaries, and the tumor. Her husband thanked them. The woman is now back at home after being kept in the hospital for 5 days. That's so crazy, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. I like those. I like seeing those tumors that have like eyes and teeth and shit. Those are crazy.
I also do not.
I like seeing.
All right. Well, while we're talking about weird medical shit, this is kind of fucked up. Also, has an interesting picture. TheJamHole.com/live there for the live listeners or the show notes at TheJamHole.com. He was a skateboarder whose brain swelled uncontrollably after he shattered his skull in an accident.
Ow.
He made a miraculous recovery after doctors sawed off both sides of his skull. He now has a mohawk, but made out of his skull.
Wow.
He's 25. Kyle Big Johnson was given just a 5% chance of survival when he shattered his cranium in more than 10 places after falling off his board near his home in Salt Lake City. Doctor said his brain swelled so much it nearly exploded,
forcing them
to saw off parts of his skull to save his life.
Are they going to be able to put it back?
No, that's it. He's healed. That's him. And say so, hi like, to my friend Kyle.
If you touch his head, is it all squishy?
I don't know. That's fucking weird, though.
Yeah, he looks really fucking disappointed in that picture.
He looks thrilled. Well, scroll down. He used to be, you know, not too bad. There, he's just, like, dying. You can see it swelling in his head. You guys have to see that picture. That's fucking messed up.
Dude, that is creepy. And the picture afterwards with the mohawk skull thing, that's really creepy.
Sounds like a dinosaur now.
I know.
Amham says Conehead.
Conehead, totally. The operation left him with just a tiny strip of bone down the center of his head, protecting his little brain. Mr. Johnson was kept in a drug-induced coma, and doctors feared he may not survive or be left brain damaged. Doctors stored the rest of his skull in the freezer for 2 weeks while they waited for the swelling to go down before putting it back together using plates and screws.
They threw it in a fucking to-go box.
Yes, right, like, here you go.
Set it behind the eggs.
Nolly's Undead says that made him more streamlined.
Imagine opening up, the doctor's like, it's got frostbite all fucking over it.
I know, sorry.
Throw it in the steamer, it'll be fine.
That's fucked. Just nuke it. Defrost for 5 minutes. It's fun.
Wow.
Just 2 months after his accident in June, he is now well on his way to making a full recovery. Well, maybe okay, thank you.
Well, he's not dead.
Looks
good.
Let's look on the bright side. You're alive.
Yeah,
you know. Kind of.
You're hideous.
Can be stoked by that.
You could start a punk band, I guess.
Fucking A.
So he used
grow
to
grow a mohawk on your mohawk skull thing.
The snowboarding instructor said he could still remember the accident that almost claimed his life. Quote, I've done this hill countless times. Normally, I wear a helmet, but on this one day, I just went down the hill on a whim.
He's like, how ironic, huh?
I think I may have struck a rock on my way down the hill and flew off my board, landing on the back of my head. See, that's clearly weird. I do this. I downhill longboard, too, and I never wear a helmet. I don't even own a helmet.
Are you going to wear one now?
No, because okay. I don't suck at it, you know? No, I'm kidding. That's a horrible thing. He hit a rock, and that will happen. I've hit rocks. I've fucking been chucked off my board before.
Nolly's Undead says, this is the true origin of Jason Voorhees.
Holy shit, dude. He totally looked. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It does look like him, doesn't it?
Get that man a hockey mask.
You know, I got to say, I think Skull Hawk would be a really tight name for a fucking punk metal.
Just shave and then tattoo that fucking some flames on there.
He could be a superhero, dude. Skullhawk.
Whoa. He could be.
Wow.
Fuck, that's branding, man.
Skullhawk.
Able to scare and freak out all your kids in a single glance.
And talk with drooling at the same time.
And be really super aerodynamic.
Yes.
So, yeah, there was blood... He struck a rock on the way down the hill, flew off the board, landing on the back of his head. There was blood everywhere. I was lying in a puddle of blood around 4 foot long and 2 feet wide, which was rolling down the hill. Funny enough, the blood made it all the way down the hill without falling.
Right.
All right. One of the paramedics who attended the scene told Mr. Johnson his head, quote, felt like a sponge. Does it hurt when I do that? Stop it.
You like push it, his arm goes like twitches and shit.
Mr. Johnson said while he wouldn't be skateboarding anytime soon, he was preparing for the upcoming snowboard season. Well, right, because you can wear a hat and cover up that freaky fucking mess of yours. Jesus Christ.
That is one hell of a melon.
He's quoted as saying, I'm really looking forward to Halloween this year.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I told him. He says.
I was going to say, at least he's a good spirit about the whole fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, he wants to blow his fucking brains out. Well, what's left of them. All right. Enough jokes at his expense.
Okay.
Neurosurgeon Dr. Blake Welling, miracle fucking worker, who carried out Kyle's surgery, said it was a miracle Kyle survived the accident. How do you know that? Because I'm a miracle worker. I told him, quote, sometimes we're left with really terrible results. But in your case, you have a guardian angel. You have something to live for.
What?
Years of getting made fun of? I don't know.
Well, you know, if he just buys a lot of those flat brim hats, he could probably hide that shit pretty good.
Nolly's Undead says he could go as Sloth. Hey,
you guys!
Awesome.
Oh, God.
When people have injuries like this, there's a chance they may have a significant disability in terms of having to talk and walk again and learning his cognitive function. But lo and behold, Kyle woke up and his lights gradually went back on.
Hmm.
So, word to that, you know?
Word to that.
Word to fucking downhill boarding without fucking helmets. Hmm. And hitting rocks and getting tossed the fuck off if you... know what I mean. Are you okay, Matt? He's fallen asleep. Okay. A British art student is making whiskey from his grandmother's piss.
Oh,
really?
James Gilpin collects his diabetic granny Patricia's pee-pee, boils it, cleans the sugar crystals which are left, and then adds them to grain, malt, and water to create the alcoholic pee-pee drink. It's called Wee Whiskey.
Is it? I was going to guess Pisky.
Pisky. Oh, that's better. You should write them in.
He came up
with the unusual brewing idea after reading that sufferers of diabetes have a lot of sugar in their urine because of their high blood sugar levels. James, who is studying at the London Royal College of Art, said, quote, the urine produces a very nice drink. Yeah, he has also used the Wee from a number... the Nintendo Wii, from a number of volunteers, and he puts their names and ages on the labels of his Gilpin family whiskey. However, he insists he has no plans to sell his odd liquor. That is weird.
That's really nasty.
That's no, true, though.
I would not.
But yeah, I would not.
How bad do you think it is?
I'll stick to my Jameson, thanks.
You know, maybe if it was like supermodel piss or something, you know, but even like old
then,
woman piss
at the most, I just want to like pour it all over myself. I don't want to drink it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's weird.
Yeah,
I want to pee on you.
So Las Vegas man
has R. Kelly endorsing this or what?
He fucking should. A Las Vegas man is suing the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for medical expenses. Are you ready for this? After he injured his back in 07 performing baptisms for the dead. Because in your retarded fucking religion, you can actually baptize things that are already dead, and they'll actually disappear from hell and go right up to heaven, right?
Well, that's a pretty good out, man. You can fuck off your whole life and whatever, you're still gonna go, I guess.
Considering that your religion is a total fucking joke anyway, this doesn't surprise me. A civil suit filed in 3rd District Court on Wednesday. Daniel Dastrup claims he suffered a severe herniated disc in his lumbar spine after performing about 200 baptisms back in 07. The then 25-year-old claims some of the young men and women he completely immersed in water in the name of the dead weighed as much as 250 pounds. Because, you know, this is America and we're all a bunch of big fat fucks, as we learned from Wednesday's show, about the Chileans stuck in the mine shaft.
Are we sure he isn't just some necrophilic dude trying to, like, cover his ass or something? Like, making up some bullshit story?
Maybe. When he asked to be relieved, an officiator at the LDS temple in Raleigh, North Carolina, where the baptisms were performed, told Dastrup to continue. The civil suit states, another man who asked the officiator twice to take over for Dastrup was also told, nah, don't. Make him do it. He has to do it. The day after finishing the numerous baptisms, he said he also suffered so much pain he could not sit up. Maybe you should have prayed to God to take that away from you. He later learned of the herniated disc and had to undergo two spinal surgeries.
lame.
I would have been like, well, why don't you just let God do it then? Yeah, let Joseph do it or whatever. What do they believe in? Is it God too?
I have no idea.
The LDS?
It's Joseph Smith.
Yeah, they're Mormon.
Well, thank you for clearing up what LDS meant. Appreciate that.
I live in Utah, I know.
Oh, word. I love you, Matt.
I hope you die of fire.
Awesome. I probably
what
will. Dashtrip claims the church breached its duty by, quote, not warning the plaintiffs that the repetitive motion required for jerking off, I mean, performing baptisms for the dead could cause serious damage to a person's back, and by not allowing Mr. Dashtrip to stop and be relieved when he and his replacement requested on multiple occasions that they be switched out. Bah. Yeah, he also listed his wife as a plaintiff in the case, claims the injury has affected his relationship with her, and the pain has forced him to quit law school and change his lifestyle. Well, in all honesty, you were baptizing the dead. You were probably not going to make it much past law school anyway.
Yeah, I doubt that.
He's suing
the
corporation. He'd
been on his way to be a necrophiliac.
Right.
So.
He's suing the corporation of the presiding bishop of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for, among other things, medical expenses, future loss of earning capacity, and loss of household services.
The LDS is Mormons for the layperson who...
What a fucking idiot. Whole religion is a joke. Do you know how much fun people make of you? And, like, that's okay. Don't base that because people make fun of stuff. But this is fucking... Are you for real? Have you read that book?
How do you know that they believe that Jesus Christ lives on another planet in another galaxy?
They believe... baptizing the dead. The defense rests, Your Honor.
That's all you gotta say.
Exhibit
right
A,
there.
He was baptizing the dead. The defense rests.
Yeah, that's a little out there.
So, before we get out here, did you guys know there was such a thing as Canadian Idol?
I learned that today.
I heard about that.
Well, a man who appeared on Canada's version of American Idol, Canadian Idol, was the third person arrested as part of an alleged plot against targets in Canada and abroad. What was her name? I don't know. She's just abroad.
God.
The two other suspects made a brief appearance in court on Thursday and charges they had plans to make bombs and had plans to use them. Cher's 28 appeared in an audition on the reality show Canadian Idol back in 2008, in which he sings a comical version of Avril Lavigne's Complicated, complete with dance moves that include the moonwalk. There's a video here if you guys want to check it out. It's pretty fucking amusing. There's the link in the chat, thejamhole.com/live. He told the judges he's from Pakistan and likes hockey, music, and acting. The judges were not impressed by either his singing nor his dancing.
Well, I thought they said that he was impressed by their dancing.
No, they were not. Police alleged the men had plans and schematics to make IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Police seized 50 electronic circuit boards, which they say could be used as remote control triggers for the bombs. They said one of the men was trained overseas to make explosive booby traps, but did not specify which one. So, that's pretty awesome.
It's a booby trap.
What? Into the mic, talk at all. Huh? You know the rules.
Huh? Oh, I was...
There you go. What?
Explaining, Sean, why you rang the bell.
Yeah, what kind of fucking bullshit operation you think this is, Matt? You can't just, like, talk to the air. You have to talk into the mic.
You know, he doesn't do a show
and
for...
And you can fuck off, Matt.
Yeah,
you
anyway.
Want, you want to make something of it?
Speaking of... Want to make another
rap song?
Excuse me for a sec.
Fuck it.
You want to have a battle?
It's done.
You want a battle?
You want a battle?
I'll kill you.
Does this been a little rhyme?
No rhyme, rhyme.
Go back and forth.
Fuck out of here.
Anyway, speaking of American Idol.
Oh, please.
Or Canadian Idol. But my brother's girlfriend, Kat, she actually flew out to San Francisco this last week, I think, to try out for American Idol. And she said that there was over 6,000 people there trying out. And the only people that they let in were like...
The blacks?
No, they were like wearing capes and like outrageous, stupid outfits.
Really?
And
so they must have been trying to tape an outtake show.
I guess. No, because like they were, She said that there was a girl that went before her, and she had the most fucking amazing voice that she had ever heard. Like, it gave her chills. She was like, holy shit, this girl is good. And she said she was banging to boot. Like, you know, she was hot as shit. And she's like, all right, this girl's totally gonna, you know, get picked. Didn't get picked at all. But the girl before that one had, like, big, thick, nerdy glasses, was chunky, and sang, like, and she got picked.
Of course.
So,
it's all,
well, yeah.
It's a joke, like,
it's a joke,
no pun,
because,
last comic
right,
stand.
It's all about right. ratings and shit. We're going right. to pick a couple really good people that, you know, will eventually win, and you got to pick some really crappy people so we can make fun of them along the way while the other people actually win. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. And, you know, Kat, Mikey's girlfriend, is actually really good at singing. Like, she's a very good singer, and I don't know. It was just, I was like, wow, it kind of blows my mind. So she had to tell me about that when she came back. Her and my brother came back the other day and came and saw me at work, and they were talking to me about that. And she had been planning to go out there for like months. She's like, yeah, I'm going to go out and try out for American Idol. I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah. And just her hopes and dreams, just, you know, right in
the toilet.
That
sucks. Well,
yeah,
maybe
she
we'll
saw
we'll,
all those fucking, you know, retarded people.
You
and
said
stuff
she's
picked.
You said she's got a pretty sweet voice.
Yeah, no, she really does. And you sent her some of your songs or whatever to see if, you know,
that's
she
right.
could do something with them.
That's
and
right.
get a chorus going.
And she
on.
She said there's nothing can be done for this crap.
Yeah, she was like, you know, this is just
this is horrible.
Bullshit.
What,
I don't even
what
know
what is this. She sent him to American Idol. Funny enough, I'm going to Hollywood.
Woo! Wow.
Awesome. All right. Well, anything else before we get out of here? Tell, you got any interesting stories from your travels afar? Either of you? Matt's about to pass the fuck out, so you better take him to town before he crashes on my couch.
No, man, I think I'm good.
Awesome.
I think...
Are you okay?
I'm good.
What's wrong with your brother?
He's tired, partying too hard.
You partied out?
Close. Poor little guy's all tuckered out.
Little guy all tuckered out?
He is.
Aww. Aww. Little poor little guy. Do you need a little beer? You want a little pisky?
What?
A little pisky.
Wow.
Wow. No, we were just... I started getting tired of waiting around for the two motherfuckers that's supposed to host this show.
Hey, sorry.
Well, I know you were getting your
when
little
I need
happy
my dick
ending
sucked,
or whatever
my...
it is. Yeah, it's fine.
That's right. I won't. She can't we stay needed... the night for a while, so I got to get my jollies while
so
I can.
So you don't ever see her
gotta
while
get
you can't
it.
Go have a fucking nooner?
Gotta
go
get
on the
it.
Goddamn cooler and shit, slab really quick and go back to work?
Gotta get it while the getting's good.
I am alone at work, you know.
Yeah, so there you go.
Nice. Nice.
No, I have to stay with my uncle lately because he's having some issues and stuff, so I have to be there to make sure everything's all right and...
Because, you know, she's a highly skilled nurse and all that.
Oh, shut up. Well, no, he just needs somebody there to, you know, keep an eye on him.
To call 911.
For the first little bit, you know, for the first, like, couple weeks or whatever, I need to stay the night there to make sure, you know, everything's cool at night. So, yeah, I can't really stay here, you
well,
know, spend
probably,
the night here. So
probably just as good because my balls are itching something fierce. Let me tell
so
you
so as much time as me and Matt can get together, we're going to take it. So, yeah, that
well,
hour
she's
before
going
the
to
show.
Take it. I'm going to
yeah, that hour
give
before
it.
The show. Sorry. Right. That was us taking our sweet
well,
time.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
It was cutting into our fucking Friday night, okay?
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Well, what do you think he planned to do?
We'll
you
wrap
Friday
you can wait
night.
Till after the show.
We'll wrap this up.
God,
so you
got
guys...
the whole house, the couch, the counter there, the fucking kitchen. You know, we won't even be here.
We'll wrap this up so you guys can go into town and get the clap on.
We want to do it with you guys here to make you feel all awkward.
Get your clap on.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
hey,
it
they're
don't
not...
ever make me feel awkward, dude.
They were listening. No, they're not
probably.
Braden. They're not going to feel
no,
awkward.
No, they ate
they're...
my cookie, no. though.
I heard that.
I left my cookie on the
A.
table, and I come out, and it's half gone.
No, I'll tell you guys to shut up because I'm trying to jag off watching internet porn. I can't concentrate listening to you two fuckers, man.
So I hear you, man.
He's a screamer. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's yeah, tough. Dude, I like that.
I always thought that was you. Funny.
Awesome.
No, Matt's a screamer.
It's all,
Yeah, that's... Well, all right. Probably both of us.
Well, wow. Thank you, everyone, for enduring this test of hour-long patience here. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. Everything is on there. Everything Jamhole related, it's there. Make sure you are subscribed to the feed so you get these episodes as they come out. hot, fresh jam hole love all over your fucking face.
Always.
All over your hot box. Jam we got hole two splooge. Podcasts. Check out the jam hole. Then if you like weed, check out the hot box. Two shows. We'll be doing a hot box episode tomorrow live
Woot.
At hotboxpodcast.com/live. So make sure you check that out. Remember, September 25th, we're having a party. September 23rd and 24th,
party.
We're having a camping trip party.
You know, if I remember, you just made me actually confirm on Facebook that I'm going to the live show just
hey,
yesterday. I
you're
believe.
Welcome. So you're going to be there then.
I am well, confirmed already.
Because Facebook, okay. I mean, if you're RSVP'd there, that means you're coming. And if we
that's
don't
solid.
See you there,
yeah,
we're
going to
take roll. I will have the guest list, and we will take roll. And anyone that's not there, I'm sending Matt. To fucking find you. So you better be there.
You know a Facebook RSVP is legally binding.
That's right. This is a
it
legally
is.
Binding contract we've entered into. And by the way, tickets are $100 each. So thank you. No, I'm kidding. It's a free show. Everything is free here. So any support you guys
but
could throw our way.
If you want to give us $100.
Thejamhole.com/donate is where you would do that at. Like I said, we pay for this show out of our pocket to keep the servers fast for you all. To keep all this equipment running well. It's a very expensive hobby that you all enjoy listening to. So help us out if you laughed at least once. You know, toss us a buck, toss us five, toss us $100. If you know some rich guys, steal their credit card and then toss us like whatever the max limit is on that. So, yeah, thank you. Thejamhole.com. That's everything, and we'll see you tomorrow for the hot box. Thank you, Matt. It's been a slice
yeah.
of heaven. Just a pure. Radiant slice of heaven. He's not even listening.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you.
I am a CEO. I said yes. It's very
okay.
nice. I am a slice of heaven.
Thank you for
ha, bitch
coming here and smoking my pot and
wow, Matt.
Stinking up my
well,
house.
I thought I wasn't listening, dude. I don't stink.
Dana, thank you for the head.
You're
Sean,
very welcome.
Thank you for being such a great rap partner.
No problem.
Kitty?
I wish I could say the same, but you know.
I know. I know. I'm working on it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem.
Loved it.
It
was hey, fun. And PJ Cub, thanks for busting nuts inside their parents, their moms, for making
wow.
such amazing creatures. I love you all. We'll see you later. Peace.
Goodbye.
Fighting for Jam, the jam, the jam, the jamhole.com.